to the book of Genesis, the 28th chapter, and I'll read verses 12 through 15 again for your consideration. The Bible reads, "And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac, and the land whereon thy liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west and to the east, and to the north and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all thy families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it." Supporting scripture, Ecclesiastes 3:1. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. On the basis of those verses this morning, we like to use the thought or theme, it's time to get on the ladder and go higher. It's time to get on the ladder and go higher. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus is our friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. All of our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is. Hallelujah, to carry everything. Everything to God. Hallelujah. Somebody in here know that prayer changes things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you are a friend to the Lord, all you got to do is talk to him. Somebody say, tell him all about your trouble. Hallelujah, Jesus. And God promised, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When you can't call nobody else, you can always call on the Lord. And I thank God that he's not like some of us. Because sometimes we don't feel like being bothered. But aren't you glad that God will let you call him any time of the day or the night? It doesn't matter what time it is. Doesn't matter what kind of problem you got. Doesn't matter what you've done. Hallelujah. The key is that he already knows anyway. But sometimes he waits on us just to see what we are going to do. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on in the house here, family. Come on in the house. Hallelujah, Jesus. God is a healer and a keeper. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You don't never know what God has in store for you. There's always room in the house for the children of the Almighty God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I hadn't been too long, wrote your name down, Sister Hill. Hallelujah. I'm going to still pray for you anyway. Hallelujah. But I'm glad that God touched your body. Sister Floyd, glad you got strength to be here this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. If you've ever been through something, there's nothing like going back to tell God, thank you. Some of you know that if it hadn't been the Lord who was on your side, he is the one that makes a difference this morning. And if you are not on the level, if you are not where you want to be with God, hallelujah, I come to tell you this morning, it's time to get on the ladder and go higher. Hallelujah. I come that close to getting somebody to bring me a ladder this morning. And I was going to preach on that ladder before it was over. But God said, hold on, no, 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 no. So I didn't bother nobody this morning. Hallelujah. But now that I told you, you know where I'm going. Hallelujah. It's only by the grace and the mercies of God that God has looked beyond our faults. Because none of us really know what the person beside you have had to go through from last Sunday to this Sunday. Some of us may have had a hard week last week. Some of us, it may have been routine, just like any other day. And then some of us went through some circumstances and some situations that we hadn't encountered, but God brought us through. There were things that we didn't have that we wanted God to do for us. And all we have to do is trust God. God allowed us to come in here on this Lord's Day just to lift up his mighty and holy name. And I count it all joy just to be counted amongst the living. And I believe this morning that every day we should thank God for another day's journey. Gloran used to sing, it's another day's journey. And I'm glad about it. Hallelujah, Jesus. If God allows you to see another day, you ought to be thanking God with all that you got. Because somebody didn't wake up this morning. Somebody laid down with intentions of going to the house of God, but they did not wake up this morning. Somebody woke up and weren't able to do what they had in their mind to do. So if you have a reasonable portion of health and strength this morning, you got a lot to be thankful for. We may not be where we want to be, but I thank God that there's still some things that God can do in our lives. I heard somebody say yesterday that I'm a work in progress. So it lets me know that God is not through with me yet. It lets us know that even though you may have come a long way, you still got a long way to go. But the good thing is that if you have become a believer, you know that you don't have to go by yourself. That there are times when you are by yourself that you might feel a little lonely. You might feel like there's nobody that really cares about your situation. But I beg to differ because I know a God. I know a God that loves you more than you love yourself. I know a God that when you're at your weakest moment, when you're at that moment of despair, when you are almost at a point where you're ready to explode or give up or just throw your hands up and say, I'm through with it all. And that small, still voice speaks to your heart and say, hang on in there. Keep on keeping on. Trust in the power of God. And somewhere down in the guts of your soul, you just holler out, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And God makes a way out of no way. I wonder this morning how many of you can say that despite your trials and tribulations, despite your heartaches and your pain, God is still good. God is still making a way. You might be sitting there right now and there's a pain running through your body. But you ought to thank God that you can feel that pain. Because there's somebody going through pain that can't feel it. There's somebody going through that don't even know that they're still yet amongst the living. And if you got a reasonable portion of strength, if you got a sound mind, and you know most of us about crazy anyhow. But if you got a little bit of sense, that little bit ought to make you love God. If you don't love nobody else, you ought to love God. If you don't care about nothing else, you ought to care about God. First of all, this morning, let us talk about something that all of us take for granted at some point or another in our lives, and that is time. Time. It seems as though we say and we believe that everything God created was good. And yet, when it comes to time, we find ourselves saying that there's not enough time in a day. What happened to the day? It hasn't changed. The same hours today as it was yesterday. The time frame or time pattern that we live by is a 24-hour day. So did anything change? Did God give you just 23 hours yesterday? Then there are those of us that says it's amazing how fast time passes by. What we have to understand is that the reality is that time moves at the same pace from one day to the next. It just depends on what we do with it and how we use it. If you choose to stay in the bed to 10, 11, or 12 o'clock in the afternoon, you're going to have a fast day. Because you already slept 12 of the hours already gone. So that's why sometimes you don't have enough time to squeeze in all the things that you need to do because you chose to lay down on your bed or on your sofa until you got ready to get up. When you got ready to get up and you looked at the thing that you had before you, you realized, I don't have enough time to get all these things done. Well, you knew what you had to do before you laid down. But I wonder how many of us, knowing that we got something to do, and we'll just say, well, if I can just lay here just for a little while. Just for a little while. But I tried that last week. I just put a cake in the stove. Hallelujah, that cake cooked 2.5 hours. I was too ashamed to bring the cake out there. Wasted sugar, eggs, and butter. But I thank God that it didn't cook for 2.5 hours. Because if it had been any more hours, the house would have been full of smoke. Sometimes you got to look at your blessing in your mess. A lot of times we look at a situation and we pull the bad part out of it. But I've learned to look at the good side. You have an accident on the highway and you walk away. Don't complain about how bad the car looked. But you ought to thank God that you got another chance. Walk on somebody's lot and get you another car if you want to. Always know that there's a better side than the worst looking side. We got to remember that time does not belong to us. And every one of us have a certain allotment of time. So it behooves us this morning to take very good care of our time. Time is a measured period during which an action or condition exists. Time is also defined as units of time are measured in hours, days, weeks, months, and years. We know time to be past, present, and future. Time is also defined as a period of occurrence or an instance. As we look here at the words from King Solomon, one of the wisest men that ever walked on the earth, he tells us to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heavens. God exists eternally, but man lives in a time-space framework. The Bible declares that God gives us an allotted time, and in this allotted time, we find that the time of life, the cycle of life, is just a weary journey. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and then a time to gather stones back together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast things away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silent. Do we ever experience much of silence? I thank God for the elders in this house, because God bless you with some mighty good patience. God bless you all with some love that goes beyond measure, because I'm not halfway old as some of you. And I find that sometimes when they make too much noise around me, it makes me nervous. Anybody ever had children just popping around and making all kind of noise, and all of a sudden you just start getting fidgety and nervous? Sit down somewhere, you're making me nervous. Grown folk can make you nervous. Don't ever know when to shut up. The Bible says a time to speak and a time to keep silent. A time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. And this is what King Solomon, he put this in the third chapter of Ecclesiastes, so that we would know that our journey in life will be a weary journey, but there is a specific time for all things. So what I come to tell you this morning is that don't worry about your yesterdays. Don't worry about those things that you wish you should have, could have. You can't do anything about yesterday, but this is the day that the Lord God has made. Today you can make some changes. Today you can do some things, but you got to understand that you can't let your shortcomings or your mischievous ways hinder you, or let the devil fool you and blind you into knowing that God is a compassionate, forgiving, and merciful God. Everyone under the sound of my voice has sinned and come short of the glory of God. And I wonder this morning, how many of you want to do a little bit better? We got to get to a place where we are ready to climb out of our standstill state. Because some of us, we can say that I'm saved and I'm sanctified and I'm full of the Holy Ghost, but we're so full, all we do is sit on it. And when you sit on it, it don't do nothing but make you weary and make you go to sleep and make you be in the feeling like you don't feel like doing nothing. But how many of you know when you get up and get everything to moving? Once you get everything to moving, it seems like you just don't want to stop, because you know if you stop and be still, you're going to stiffen up. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you live long enough. I didn't know what they were talking about either, but I didn't think that it'd come on you this quick. Life is not a joke. That body that God created and gave you is not a joke. It is a system that God made, and he gave you all the things that you need. He equipped you with the things that you need. And we got to understand, we can't abuse our bodies. If we abuse our bodies, if we don't have a strong mind, then the enemy will come in and rob us of everything that we got. As we consider our theme this morning, it's time to get on the ladder and go higher. I wonder how many of you would go with me and understand that we can't allow ourselves to be complacent. We can't allow ourselves to be content just where we are. It's all right to know that you come to church, but you got to do more than just come to church. You got to understand, we come in here to worship, but we leave out to serve. So we got to learn how to be good servants for the Lord. We got to learn how to be stewards for our God. I want to share with you this morning that the thing that happens when we love God, when we know that God is on our side, when we know that God will make a way out of no way. And we got to understand that there comes a time that we got to get from where we are to get to a better place. I wonder how many of you want to do better in your life this morning. How many of you want to climb up the ladder of success? How many of you want to get to a place where you don't worry about how you're going to make your ends meet? But you know that God has made a way that made possible that you have the resources to do what you need to do. But now when we think about it, we are talking this morning in a text about a man that had did wrong before God, a man that even after all of the underhanded things that he had done, God did not desert him. Now, in this dream, this man saw a ladder, and the ladder was set up upon the earth that reached all the way to heaven. See, brothers, about now, I say, bring him a ladder. A ladder is a device consisting of two long side pieces joined by parallel rugs, used for climbing up and down a steep set of steps for climbing. In the Old Testament time, God often used dreams when a person was asleep. He used visions when a person was awake to make his will known unto them. We look here in the 28th chapter of Genesis. We're talking this morning about a man by the name of Jacob. Jacob gets confirmation from God that despite his conniving ways, he was still going to be blessed by the Lord our God. Jacob was the one that we realize that tricked his brother out of his birthright. Jacob, the younger twin brother of Esau, the sons of Isaac and Rebekah. Jacob took advantage of his brother and tricked him out of his birthright at a very early age. Because when a Hebrew father died, his eldest son would receive a double portion so that he could take care of the wife and any unmarried sisters. And then all of the other children would have the remains divided amongst them. Jacob, with the help of his mother, deceived his father Isaac when it came time to pass along the blessing. But I come to tell you this morning that we serve a God. We serve a God that it doesn't matter what we've done in our life. All we got to do is trust the power of God. And God will make a way out of no way. Now, as we think about Jacob, a lot of times we talk about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Never hear very much anymore about Esau. You see, Esau lost his chance, for Jacob outsmarted Esau and took over his birthright. But we got to understand that Jacob did things in the wrong manner. If you don't think, do things decent in order, it's going to catch up with you one day. But I stop by to tell you that Jacob was a man that knew something about God. The Bible said that there came a time that Jacob went down from Beersheba and went toward a place called Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night long. The Bible said when he got there that he set up some rocks and he put those stones upon his head and laid down and let the rocks be a pillar for him. The Bible declared that as he laid his head down on the pillar, he went asleep, and as he went asleep, he began to dream a dream. The Bible said that he dreamed, and behold, a ladder stood up on the earth. The top of it reached all the way up into the heavens. There were angels descending and ascending upon this ladder. And I stopped by to tell you this morning that you better get ready to get on the ladder. Because Jacob realized that every round was going to get a little bit higher. Jacob realized that this place that I lay my head right now, I found out that the Lord has not left me. I found out that even though I did God wrong, God is still right there by my side. I found out that even though I had did some underhanded things, God still decided that he was going to bless my very soul. The Bible said that the Lord God sent an angel down in the dream, began to let Jacob know that the same promise that we made to Abraham, this land, this place that you lay your head on right now, I'm going to give you all of this land. But what I love about it is when you look at verse 15, it said, behold, I am with thee. I will keep thee in all of thy places. Wherever you go, I will be right there. I will not leave you. I will take care of you every step of the way. I'm not going to leave until everything that I told you. You see, that's the kind of God that we serve. God is going to stay right there with you while you go through your trial and tribulation. God will be right by your side. Don't worry about what you did on yesterday, but know that you serve a merciful and a loving God. Jacob realized that God still loves me. And this place where I lay my head, I'm going to call this place Bethel, meaning the house of the living God. I stopped by to tell somebody that it's time for us to get off of our stool of do nothing. It's time this morning for us to get ready to go higher. Anybody want to go a little higher? Are you satisfied right there where you are? I thank God this morning that he blesses me over and over again. But I want to tell my God this morning, you've done so much for me and I want to thank you, but I still need you in my life. I still need you to do some great things. If the Lord don't do anything else, somebody said he's already done enough. But when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that the Lord God has done, my soul cries out to the Lord our God. I can't help but tell God thank you. I want to let you know this morning that when you talk about that ladder that Jacob saw in his dream, it wasn't the ladder that you step up on to go on top of the house. But the Bible says that it was like a stair-like pavement. It was just like walking up in glory. He was able to step on into heaven. I thank God this morning that as I walk down here on the earth, David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou wilt take me wherever I need to go. When I get down in my body, you are able to touch me with a healing hand. I thank God that there's a time for all things. This might not be your time, but the Bible says, be not weary in your well-doing. For in due season, if it's not your season right now, your season is going to come. If it's the season of healing, I want to be right there. If it's a season of deliverance, I want to be right there. If it's a season of having everything that I need, I want to be right there. I want to tell somebody that, do you want to get on the ladder? It's time for Foul Chapel to go higher. We need to do greater things. I thank God right now from whence he brought us from. But come on and go with me. Come on and go with me. I'm going to my Father's house. And when I get to my Father's house, everything is going to be all right. Every day is going to be Sunday. No more sickness there. No more dying there. No more pain there. I will hear him say, howdy, howdy. Never have to say goodbye. I heard somebody say that I'll meet my loved ones there. I thank God right now that one day after a while, I'll be there. I'll be there. All of my running will not have been in vain. Everything that you got this morning, you ought to give it back to the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's time to get on the ladder and to go higher. What Jacob realized was that, as wicked as I have been, betraying my own brother, but God let me know that I'm still with you. I'm going to still bless you. And I'm going to stay with you until everything I told you I'm going to do has been done. God made us that promise that he would never leave us. Neither would he ever forsake us. And I wonder this morning, do we trust and believe in him? Do we believe that he will be there? When everybody, everything else seems to be falling in, look up to the hills, knowing that that's where your help comes from. Because when you trust in the power of God, hallelujah, Jesus, even though you've come so far, you ought to still want to go higher. That song says we are climbing Jacob's ladder. And every round ought to get a little bit higher. And I wonder why we done got so far and we just stop and look. But it's time for us to stop looking and be about our Father's business. May God bless you. May heaven continue to smile upon you. For truly the Lord is in this place. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's time to get on the ladder and go higher.